Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
New UN sanctions will fail, says North Korea envoy. Seoul, North Korea's envoy to the United Nations said attempts to establish a new panel to monitor sanctions against his country would end in failure, state media reported on Sunday. Kim Song's comments come after Russia's veto in March, which effectively ended official UN monitoring of sanctions imposed on the isolated country for its pursuit of banned nuclear and weapons programs. Seoul and Washington said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been shipping weapons to Russia, possibly in exchange for Moscow's technical assistance for Pyongyang's budding spy satellite program. Last year, North Korea conducted a record number of missile tests, in defiance of UN sanctions in place since 2006 and despite warnings from Washington and Seoul, having declared itself as an irreversible nuclear weapons state in 2022. The hostile forces may set up the second and third expert panels in the future, but they are all bound to meet self-destruction with the passage of time, envoy Kim Song said in an English statement carried by the official KCNA news agency on Sunday. The dissolution of the UN panel after Moscow's veto, he said, was a judgment made by history on an illegal, plot-breeding organization. To stamp out a sovereign state's right to existence. The envoy expressed gratitude towards Moscow last month, stating that Pyongyang highly appreciates the Russian Federation's veto that blocked the renewal of the expert sanctions panel, as an independent exercise of the right to international justice and impartiality. During a visit to Seoul in April, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield stressed the importance of ensuring enforcement of the sanctions on North Korea. She said Washington was collaborating with Seoul, Tokyo, and others to explore some creative ways and out-of-the-box thinking to ensure the continuation of monitoring activities. The point here is that we cannot allow the work that the panel of experts were doing to lapse.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.